This is Fresh Air. The HBO series Succession is in its fourth and final season. Our TV critic David Bianculli was so impressed by the most recent episode, which aired Sunday, he has a review focusing entirely on it. A warning to viewers, there are spoilers ahead. Only listen if you're entirely caught up on Succession. Here's his review.
In the very first episode of HBO's Succession, media tycoon Logan Roy, played by Brian Cox, was flying in a private helicopter with some of his adult offspring. They were arguing about his ideas for restructuring his company and which child would do what when the patriarch had a brain hemorrhage and collapsed. That first episode ended with the clear suggestion that Logan Roy was about to shuffle off this mortal coil, leaving his four children to fight for the spoils. But Jesse Armstrong, the creator of Succession, pulled a fast one. Logan spent episode 2 in a coma, but by the end of episode 3, he was back, swearing and scheming as much as ever. And as Logan recovered, the series became about various efforts by his children to gain power or steal some of his. And during the show's run, now in its fourth season, we've gotten to know the Roy family very intimately and witness the formidable skills of the actors portraying them. As Logan, Brian Cox is a force of nature, but the other members of the ensemble are just as valuable. Alan Ruck, as eldest son Connor, is all but invisible, but in a haunting way. Jeremy Strong, as Kendall, is a mass of insecurities, addictions, and rash decisions. Sarah Snook, as sister Shiv, is the master schemer of the group, ruthless even when dealing with her husband Tom, played by Matthew McFadyen, whose relationship with her didn't last to the current season 4. And Kieran Culkin, as kid brother Roman, is my favorite actor and character in the cast, a loose cannon with a very wicked way with words. That's why I've loved Succession up to this point, but Sunday's installment dazzled me. Jesse Armstrong wrote the episode, which was only the third one of this final season. Mark Mylod directed it, and it's one of the best hours of series TV I've seen in years. Once again, Logan was in the air, this time flying to Sweden in his private jet with Tom and other members of his staff. The siblings were on a yacht attending Connor's wedding. If you're really into symbolism, maybe it's worth noting that neither Logan nor his children in this pivotal episode were on solid ground. Logan boards his jet just before the opening credits, and that's the last we see of him, until Tom, phoning from the plane, places a call to Roman, who's on the yacht, and puts his phone on speaker so Kendall can listen. They're stunned by the news they hear, and so are we as members of the audience. It comes without warning and leaves the usually glib brothers fumbling for words and thoughts.
Hey, Roman.
Yeah.
Hey, your dad is very sick. He's very, very sick.
What?
What?
Tom is apparently dad's sick. What do you mean he's sick? Like, sick, what, like...
What's going on?
Tom? Tom, are you still there?
Is he okay? What's going on? What is
we
it?
Don't know.
Is he okay? Who's with him?
Had a very serious...
Serious what?
It is very, very bad.
It seems very bad. I'm so sorry to call you like this.
Can you put him on the phone?
Who's there, Tom? What's going on? What happened?
So, he was short of breath, and he went into the bathroom... And
he was gone, and someone heard something, and he was, we were concerned.
And then they went in there.
They broke in?
They broke in, they had the key, and they got in there, but he's not responsive.
Is he still in there, or did...
He's non-responsive?
Yeah, they're...
Is he talking? Can he talk?
Is he breathing?
They're doing chest compressions.
Oh,
has his heart stopped? Has his heart stopped?
I don't know.
The rest of the show is a masterstroke of ensemble acting, deft direction, and riveting writing. Each and every character reacts to the news and lack of it in ways that ring true and often felt painfully relatable. Once that call is placed, most of the rest of that Succession episode is shot with handheld cameras, capturing multiple characters and reactions simultaneously. It feels almost like a documentary about the first stages of grief. And when the rumors of Logan's demise turn out to be true, Succession stuns us all with a sudden death as unsettling and unforgettable as the shower scene in Psycho. Where, we are left asking at the end of the episode, do we go from here? That's the brilliance of this unexpected move, the timing. The show's center is ripped away with 7 episodes still to go. The remaining hours of this final season really will fulfill the promise and premise of the series title. From now on, Succession will be all about Succession.
David Bianculli is a professor of television studies at Rowan University. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, I'll talk with a cardiologist who also became a caregiver for his father who had Alzheimer's. There were tough decisions to be made when his father's memory was vanishing and he became irrational, argumentative, and sometimes violent. My guest will be Dr. Sandeep Jahar, author of the new memoir, My Father's Brain. It's also about the latest research into the disease and why there's not yet a cure. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, and Susan Yakundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.